The scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews that those that are going to know God, those that are going to experience His reality, His love and fullness, number one, have to believe that He is, and secondly, that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. That is like foundational. That is like the basics. That's like the ABCs of faith. Those that are going to please God, the book of Hebrews, must, number one, believe that He is, that He exists, that He's alive, that He's watching, that He's involved, and secondly, that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. I'm taking that concept now, applying it to the life of Yeshua. In the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, it speaks about how Yeshua emptied Himself, taking on the form of a bondservant, as I continue on this theme today, and became obedient to the Father, even to the point of death. He gave Himself on the cross to be crucified, not because He felt like He wanted to experience that, but because He came to do the Father's will, and that's what the Father asked of Him. And the Bible says, as a result of Yeshua being obedient to the Father, even to the point of death, listen what the Father did for Him. So that at the name of Jesus, Philippians 2:10, at the name of Yeshua, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In other words, because Jesus humbled Himself to the point of death, God exalted Him and gave Him a name that's above every name. You know what, beloved? You can take this same concept in a mini way and apply it to your own life. To the degree that you're obedient to the Father through Jesus, to that degree you're also going to be exalted and rewarded according to the principle that we see here in Jesus' life and the one that I illustrated earlier from the book of Hebrews. You see, you can waste your life on this earth. This is our only opportunity. What we do down here, the way that we live down here, the choices that we make down here, is what's going to determine the reward that we're going to receive that's going to be with us forever in the kingdom of heaven. Don't waste your life. God is watching you. Every choice that you make in your thoughts, in your actions, in your attitude, in your word, it all matters. And you're going to be rewarded, Jesus said, even for a glass of cold water that you give someone in need, even a dime that you give somebody. So I want to encourage you, live for Jesus. Don't let this life pass you by without making a difference, because once you breathe your last, it's too late.